The White House Report.
As the Trump administration continues to wrangle over how to deal with the immigration issue in this nation in zero tolerance and how to split families in the best interest of the child, there are concerns from others about immigration and the impacts it has on different communities, not just on Latinos. Congressional Black Caucus Chair Karen Bass.
What you have is you have Africans, fascinating, make it to South America and come up from South America through Central America, through Mexico, to our border. And as a matter of fact, the first child that was removed from a mother were from the Congo. They spoke French. And that child was taken, and it took several months for the parent to be reunited with the child, and it also was the first legal case. You also have Black people in Central America. You have Black Latinos. You have Black folks in Honduras, in Nicaragua, who are coming across. You have folks from the Caribbean that are coming across the border, that are making their way to Central America and Mexico and coming up through the border.
And you said something about the Olympics. You saw an influx in the kinds of people that are coming through that border from the just most recent Olympics that occurred. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was the Olympics in Brazil. Apparently, there was a lot of labor from Africa. I mean, who knew that was involved in the Brazilian Olympics and came up through? Of course, you do know that there's the Black population in Brazil is larger than the Black population in the United States. But
no,
anyway,
I did not know that.
So apparently that has been the route of many Africans coming in.
So I remember during the Obama years, La Raza and the NAACP were apart talking about immigration. This is not just a Latino issue.
No, it's never been just a Latino issue. I think that it is the president attempting to pit especially Black people and Latinos against each other. And I'm very proud of our community because our community has never taken the bait. Yes, there's individual people that are anti-immigrant and all, but as a whole, community leaders, the masses of folks, you have heard Black people speak out about this child separation, fearlessly. And I think that it's an issue that touches us very closely because we have experienced family separation from the time we came here. And this is the 400th anniversary of us, you know, coming to the continent, coming to the United States. So you have these children that are being removed as a deterrent, a policy, something that I know 10 to 15 years from now, we will look back and say, this is a stain in our history. So the president wanted to be remembered for something. He will always be remembered for essentially taking children away. And we've talked about this before. They don't know how many children they took away. Yeah. They don't know where all these children are. And I believe that many of them will never see their parents again. And now they've come up with categories where they're saying that some parents are ineligible to receive their children back.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.